I've never had a male friend, and I've certainly never done it myself, leave a perfect and loving relationship with the woman of their dreams because he was afraid to commit. I've never seen it happen.
That's Dan Carroll.
Men and commitment, fact or fiction. That's our topic this week on The Gender Knot, the podcast where we untangle the new masculinity and femininity. We're your hosts. I'm Nastran Tavakoli-Farr, or Naz in short.
And I'm Jonathan Freeman. A comedian and friend of the podcast, Dan Carroll, joins us to answer our question.
As long as there have been moving pictures, they have been about fellas, you know, riding a motorcycle and not being held down by nobody, and women trying to fix everything and keep their man happy. Like, I think we have to reach a point where we go, okay, I understand that that's what's being told to me, but is it actually true?
Hi, everyone. Welcome to The Gender Knot, the podcast where we try to figure out new gender roles for our modern era. I'm Naz. I'm in London.
I'm Jonathan. Normally I'm in DC, but today I'm in Ohio.
And we have a special guest with us today.
Hi, I'm Daniel. I'm in Los Angeles.
You will have heard Dan on a couple of our previous episodes. He does the fantastic podcast Fine and Dandy with Dan and Andy. And Dan, you've proposed this week's question.
I want to talk about men and commitment issues, fact or fiction.
I feel like that's a massive can of exciting worms.
It's a can of something.
We're going to come to that, but first, let's do a little bit of housekeeping. And in the interest of gender equality, even though you're a guest, Dan, mm-hmm. I'm going to rope you into housekeeping.
Absolutely.
Because I'm into men doing housework. So, even though you're a guest and my Middle Eastern hospitality side feels that I shouldn't rope you into this.
It's absolutely fine. I believe in doing the dishes when I'm a guest in someone's home. I think it's a way of showing gratitude.
That's a menschy thing to
really
do.
That's lovely.
So that said, guys, leave a review. I leave them all the time for The Gender Knot, and you should too.
Dan leaves wicked reviews, actually. They've been published in BuzzFeed and in The Guardian. He leaves the best reviews for our podcast.
Yeah.
So you should follow his lead.
I challenge everyone to leave a better review than me.
Also, we are still hawking stuff. So buy stuff. Specifically, the t-shirt, the fabulous Gender Knot t-shirt, available from TeePublic, and there will be a link in the podcast notes. We look forward to sending you a t-shirt.
And finally, we are going to take a little bit of a break because all of us are super exhausted, so we're taking a break for September. We will be back in early October. We might do a mini episode in the middle of September, not sure yet, but keep looking out for us because we will be back in a few weeks time. So men and commitment, super excited about this, especially because this season is about women and work and men and relationships, those being our two themes. So Dan, yeah, you and I had a chat and I was like, what's a good men and relationships topic? And you had this idea about men and commitment, fact or fiction.
Right, yeah. I think it's a tale as old as time, right?
Mm-hmm.
The old stereotype. To me, it's one of those things that's just such a stigma. Do you know what I mean? Like, anytime a fella breaks up with a gal, it's because he's afraid of commitment. And I just don't think that's true. And
wait, the women say that or the men say that or what?
I think women say it. Mm-hmm. I think it's been said to me that mm-hmm. I was once told that the next time I get into a relationship, I should be more upfront about my emotional maturity and willingness to commit. I told her that I didn't think love was real at least 24 times over the course of that relationship. So I don't know how I could be more upfront about that. But my point is, that's a true story.
So she was literally saying, so is the love real? And you're like, no, there is no love. That doesn't exist. And she's like, but love, it's real.
But what bothers you about the fact that this dynamic happens where people are like, oh yeah, he's just scared of commitment?
Because I think it's a cop-out, right? I think it's an unwillingness to grow. Do you know what I mean? I think it comes from people who would rather point fingers and say, that person has this problem, than say, I could work on the things that I need to work on to find the relationship that's going to best fit my needs.
Who is doing the needing to work on? Is it the man who's doing the breaking up? Is it the woman who is doing the breaking up because the man is not ready? I mean,
well, I think it's both, right? I definitely think that if a woman is in a relationship with a man who is afraid to commit, I don't know that that's necessarily a gender issue so much as it is She has a partner who isn't meeting her standards and she should walk away from that relationship. And vice versa, if a man has a woman who's unwilling to commit, go for it. Or, you know, same sex, whatever you want. But what I was speaking about is the idea that, you know, if a guy leaves a relationship, it's often deemed that he was unwilling to commit. And I think, obviously, there are certain circumstances where that's true, and I think there's certain circumstances where it goes the other way, where women leave relationships because they're unwilling to commit, and that's also fine. But at the end of the day, I think it really comes down to the fact that, like, I've never had a male friend, and I've certainly never done it myself, leave a perfect and loving relationship with the woman of their dreams because he was afraid to commit. I've never seen it happen. I've seen people leave okay relationships that weren't, you know, their pinnacle, their ideal.
I think people self-sabotage quite a lot, though, to be honest. I don't, men or women, that's not a rare thing. I think this commitment issues thing is kind of gendered and also isn't. In the way that it is because of, like, messages we get in society where, like, often kind of women are very much encouraged to always seek to mend things. So it's like, oh, if something's going badly, instead of seeing how badly it's actually going, let's try to make it better. Let's try to improve the situation. There's always hope. But that is a message women get a lot, though. It's kind of like, it's quite taboo as a woman. Like, the number of times this happens where if you want to say, this is shitty, this guy's treating me badly, everyone else is like, no, but you should give them another chance. Or there's a lot of pressure on women to always try to mend bad situations. Whereas, like, the cultural narrative in a lot of cultures is that sort of, like, men are individual and don't necessarily need other people, you know?
I think there's another challenge for women there is that it is less socially acceptable to be a single woman than it is to be a single man. It is certainly easier, I mean, other than all the other normal stuff, like just having a single status at a certain age, it's just, it's culturally wise, from what I can see to my friends, a pressure for women to be in a relationship in a way that there is not for men.
Yeah, that I do think that's true. But the other thing is, I think, so Dan, when you talk about commitment issues being gendered, I also think trying to stick with someone who has commitment issues is commitment issues itself.
Right.
That seems awfully meta.
No, it's so true, though, because, like, a guy says, and I've seen this in so many, probably more with women as well, where, like, the guys are, I'm really not interested, or this isn't going to be a serious thing, and the woman's like, oh, but I can change him, or if I love him enough, he'll come round and stuff. And that's kind of a commitment issue, because you're not willing to think, okay, bye, I'll go find what I want, you know?
Right.
You're going to, like, stick with someone who's not going to give you what you want, which is a form of commitment issue, but it doesn't look like commitment
issues,
right?
I think to articulate that commitment issue is, like, I'd rather have the crappy thing I have than the possibly better thing that I don't have.
Right, which doesn't make sense to me because, like, if I go to a restaurant and I order something with no onions and they bring me something with onions, I'm not going to just sit there and eat it.
What if there's no second option? Like, you can't get another meal?
I'll go to a different restaurant. What are you talking about?
You're out of money or something, you know? Like, that's your last
right, but meal. If it's onions or
starvation.
But that's not how dating works. Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, it is to a certain extent. You could be in a situation where you're either like, I think that's the perception, is dating this person or dating no one.
Well, that's just sad. Whatever happened to the old adage, there's plenty of fish in the sea.
Why is this an issue if we assume that men have commitment issues?
What do you mean?
Like, why is this assumption that it's men who have commitment issues a problem?
I think it's a problem because, you asked me to think of a topic about men and relationships, and that's, like, the biggest thing that comes to mind because I think it is just an overwhelming assumption about men, you know? And listen, I understand my role as a 35-year-old white American male. I don't have a lot of reasons to complain, and I certainly am not subjugated in any way by anyone. And literally, if you had to pick one thing that somebody could – like, it's like negatively stereotype me as, it would be like, he's afraid of commitment. And so that's the thing that I picked because I don't think I am. I just don't like onions. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But do you think it affects men going forward in terms of having fulfilling relationships, or does it have an adverse effect on either men or on relationships? The fact that there is this kind of stereotype.
I think it does have an adverse effect on relationships, because I think it's easy to walk into a relationship with a man and say he's obviously going to have commitment issues and start to sabotage that relationship as if he already was walking away from you.
You think that if there's the assumption that men have commitment issues, the women they're in relationships with aren't going to make enough of an effort or something?
Or they'll make too much of one. You know what I mean? Like, either way, they're walking into it with an unnecessary insecurity.
Mm. So basically, you just don't have a healthy relationship because this assumption exists.
Right. And it multiplies down, right? Because if we walk into a relationship with the assumption that the man has a commitment issue, then we go to that thing that you were just talking about, which is women want to fix things. And so they start trying to fix a thing that isn't even broken yet. And then that feels overwhelming. And so he starts to draw back more. And then she's like, he's drawing back. I need to double down on the mending. And it just turns into this like weird, gross, codependent thing that isn't healthy for anyone.
So instead, people should just go sort their stuff out and then get into relationships? Do you think it stops people from actually doing the work to become healthier for a good relationship?
Absolutely, because then at the end of the day, what happens is they break up and he goes, she's a psycho, and she goes, he's afraid of commitment, and nobody actually takes the time to work on their own things.
Yeah, I can see that. But what if there is some truth to this stereotype? Because I think there is some truth.
I agree with you that the media has forever, you know, as long as there have been moving pictures, they have been about fellas, you know, riding a motorcycle and not being held down by nobody, and women trying to fix everything and keep their man happy. And that's just a fact, right? Like, that's what movies and TV and books and magazines have told us forever. But my point is, like, I think we have to reach a point where we go, okay, I understand that that's what's being told to me, but is it actually true? And at this point, it's 2018, you know, women have careers. I know women who are having children without a man in their life. Do you know what I mean? Which I think is fantastic. And like, at a certain point, we have to realize that this idea of like a man who's like not going to be locked down because he has life goals that he needs to get to, and he needs to, you know, like sow oats or whatever and become like whatever job he needs, and you know, that stuff, like, we're at a point where that is both sides of the field. You know what I mean? There are plenty of women who are CEOs and entrepreneurs and, you know, career focused and not trying to get locked down into anything. And so I think with that, with accepting that, which I think we all should accept that because I think it's fantastic, we need to let go of what's being sold to us that is expired.
I'm in two minds because I think there is some truth to it, though. I mean, as a woman and as someone who talks to women intimately about these things, there is this thing of like fear of sort of letting yourself go too much. That, I don't know. You do see this in men, though. Kind of a lot of self-sabotage. The stuff you mentioned at the start. I don't know. I see this a lot. I don't think it is completely a myth. I think the point is more that women have commitment issues that look different, and that is like fixing and enabling and trying to make situations better, and that doesn't look like commitment issues on the surface.
I agree that there are definitely commitment issues on both sides, right? But I don't think that they're this big glaring monster that we make it out to be, or that I have been told it is anyway, you know, that men in general are afraid of commitment and women in general are afraid of being alone.
I was thinking about one of our previous guests on our previous podcast, Rob Kendall. He mentioned how men are quitting and kind of, you know, and to the extent that that is also because women are stepping up and just saying, I can just, you know, do everything on my own. That all these men are quitting and quitting, you know, because they have porn and they have this and they have that and they don't need it. And back to both of your points, which was that neither is necessarily doing the work. They're sort of saying, well, I don't have to bother with an actual relationship. I can get whatever I want, you know, without actually going through the hard work. So it seems like on a certain level, both are failing.
My basic takeaway is that women have commitment issues too, but they don't look like commitment issues. I think there is something to sort of like men not really letting someone too close to them. That, I mean, it is much more common in men to like be a little bit guarded, keep people at arm's length. I don't think that is like a myth. And, you know, we talk about socialization and how men and women are sort of raised. There is some element of that, of like, don't let anyone too close.
Perhaps, but I mean, I've had exactly the opposite effect in my dating life. Like, you know, I mean, I have certainly been far more willing to commit to some level of relationship more than the women that I was dating, which again is, you know, why I'm single. My personal, I don't necessarily disagree because I'm not really in a place to disagree, but my personal experience has not been, has not lived that out.
I agree that, like, there are commitment issues in men, and I agree, Naz, with you that, like, women have their own and they look different. But my point is, I just don't think this idea that, like, men are afraid to commit as, like, a big stereotype is accurate, as accurate even as it was 10 or 20 years ago. I know plenty of dudes that are, like, married at 22. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Divorced by 24. But that's fine. They were willing to commit. And maybe that's the other part of it. Maybe this is a whole other topic. But, like, maybe the idea is that commitment no longer means commitment.
Oh, because there's always a way to get out. There's
yeah.
A get out.
Yeah. You get a lawyer these days and you can do anything you want.
Well, surely that would make people less scared of commitment if it's like, you know, it's like, oh, this is not for life.
Right.
Like if we're getting married or whatever.
Right. Right? That's my point. And maybe that's why it doesn't seem like it's as big of an issue anymore, because like you can just get divorced.
So basically, the problem with saying that men have commitment issues is that it stops everyone from doing the necessary work to have proper fulfilling relationship.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think so.
I think we all agree on that.
Cool. And so instead of pointing fingers that so-and-so has commitment issues, all men have commitment issues, we need to just all be honest about what we want, any issues we have ourselves, go sort it out and get what we desire.
Right.
Absolutely.
That sounds a bit CEO-y the way I'm
Well, you know, clearly.
I meant it in a less sort of like listy
like
way.
You're like a boss bitch, dude.
You should be a relationship coach. You've missed your calling. Like, forget, you know, the hell with this journalist thing. You know, let's chuck the podcast, and you need to be a relationship coach. There you go. You heard from Dan Carroll on this episode of The Gender Knot.
It was hosted by me. I'm Nastran Tavakoli-Farr, or Naz in short.
And I'm Jonathan Freeman. Our co-producers are Sam Baker and Jonathan Blackwell.
We'll be back in October for more. Speak to you then.
Take care.